Radiation is very scary, and we are very concerned with radiation. We monitor radiation very closely and very sensitively, which is why we were able to detect this minute amount showing up in milk. The message is that this is a barely detectable amount. It is of no public health or health concern, and it is not expected to increase. We don't test all the milk off the shelves of the supermarket. So, you know, you pick up milk off the supermarket, and there's a good chance that it's not even, that there's absolutely no additional radiation in it. But we know that the measurements of radioactive iodine from the Japanese plants have decreased. The contamination now is mostly water from those plants, which is not making its way to the United States. So we actually are starting to see decreases in our air levels, and so would expect that this is not going to be an increasing trend. This is a brief trend or detection that would be expected if we can detect anything in the air. And I think that the benefits, health benefits of milk far outweigh any consideration of the traces of radiation that we're seeing. And remember, again, there is natural radiation everywhere in our environment. This is thousands of times below the level of concern. The other thing I want to reassure the public is that the Department of Public Health is not afraid to pull products from the market when there's any health risk. In fact, we do it on almost a weekly basis. We're always pulling something, doing a recall or pulling something off the market, usually for bacterial contamination. And we would certainly do the same for any significant level of radiation contamination that we thought had a potential for health risk.